Well met, and welcome to episode 1 of the Bill/Shakespeare Project podcast for June 28th, 2009. For our blog and previous podcast episodes, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. Greetings. This is Bill Walthall, and this is the Bill/Shakespeare Project. We're actually the first podcast for the project. We've taken our title and our underlying concept from the Julie Julia Project, in which a writer by the name of Julie Powell undertook the task of cooking every recipe in Julia Child's cookbook over the course of a single year. I'm going to try to do the same, only with Shakespeare's plays. Of course, I'm not going to try to read all of them in a year, although I did flirt with that idea, but that would mean only about 10 days of play and would allow very little time for reflection or digging deep into the text. But here's what I am going to do. Every month, I'm going to read a Shakespeare play. I'm going to read it, and I'm going to discuss it daily on our blog at thebillshakespeareproject.com. I'm going to start at the beginning of his career with The Comedy of Errors and drive right through to The Tempest. It's going to take me, and us, hopefully, 3 years. So why am I doing this? It's simple. I love Shakespeare. I used to teach high school English, drama, and Shakespeare, but I left the classroom over a dozen years ago, and I miss it. I miss the kids, I miss the literature, I miss Shakespeare. Of course, I don't miss it enough to give up my day job coding software applications, but I do miss it. My son Kyle is now in high school. A couple of years back, I did a presentation for his 7th grade class on Shakespearean language. It was fun, and I'm pretty sure the kids had a good time too. Now, this was his freshman year, and as anyone who's been around public education in the U.S. knows, that means Romeo and Juliet. Now, that's a play that I've taught more than any other, having taught 9th grade English myself for over half of my 10 years in the classroom. I talked to Kyle's teacher at Open House and offered my services. She said that I could most definitely come in and present to the class, so I put together a presentation on the concept of time in the play. Now, I've read the play, I've taught it, directed it, I've even acted in it. But in this reading, concentrating on Scansion, I found things that I had never noticed before. For example, I'm now thoroughly convinced that the nurse is an alcoholic and that she's drunk in many scenes of the play. It was a great experience rereading the play, and it produced some new thinking on my part, which made it all the more disappointing when the teacher canceled out at the last minute. But that was nothing compared to the frustration I felt when discussing the play with Kyle. Because he told me that the class's examination of the play amounted to a reading, the musty old Zeffirelli version, a group video project, and a whopping one combined day of discussions. Look, when it's a student's first crack at the Bard, it'd damn well better be presented well, or we're going to lose that kid forever. Here you have the best possible play to introduce adolescence to Shakespeare, filled with sex, or at least dirty jokes, and violence. And the kids were afforded only one day of discussion and explication? They didn't get the sex jokes to start the play, or the importance of Benvolio's name, or the age of Juliet and her mom, or the nurse's name. No debate on the half-life of the friar's potion, no discussion of the tragedy that befalls the play's 3 central families. Yeah, I said 3, and we'll talk about that more in May of 2010 when we get around to Romeo and Juliet. His class was a blown opportunity, and it kind of pissed me off. So here I am, ready to make the world safe for Shakespeare again. All right, that's a little overblown, but I am here to discuss the plays. 36 plays in 36 months. And like I said, we're starting with The Comedy of Errors on Wednesday, July 1st, 2009. I'd like to have you join me. I'm going to be blogging almost daily on the experience of reading the plays and then digging deeper into the texts. So join the discussion at thebillshakespeareproject.com. I plan to do more of these podcasts. I hope not to repurpose the blog content for the podcast as I've kind of done here, but I'm not sure what direction these podcasts are going to take. In my dream of dreams, we get a small or heck even a big group of folks together discussing the plays, and I set up a toll-free conference call, we record the discussion, and we post that as a podcast. But for now, it's just little old, well, make that fat old me. So join me online at the blog and occasionally on these podcasts. Here's looking forward to a great adventure, a 3-year journey into Shakespeare. end of the Bill / Shakespeare Project podcast for June 28, 2009. For our blog and previous podcast episodes, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. And we shall see thee anon.